This podcast is brought to you by Ukwazi Mining Solutions, bringing relevant mining, engineering and strategic consultancy services to a dynamic industry. Thursday, April 2, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. South Africa's leading primary steel producer, ArcelorMittal South Africa, has reduced its steel prices again by between 5 and 8%. The April cuts are over and above the average 40% price reduction that had been implemented since domestic steel prices peaked in August last year. In fact, between January and August last year, there had been 7 upward revisions to the price of hot-rolled coil, which surged by over 100%, and 6 increases in the price of wire rod. The latest cut follows on from 2 months of price rollovers. It appears to have been precipitated by the recent strengthening in the rand and continued steel price weakness elsewhere in the world. On Wednesday, the South African Transport and Allied Workers Union confirmed that it would be embarking on a national strike in the road freight and logistics industry on April 7. The Fuel Retailers Association said that this would lead to a crisis. Union spokesperson Tabudi Ramakgolo said that its members would go on strike as it couldn't reach an agreement with employers in the sector regarding a number of issues. The issues include minimum wages, allowances and maternity leave, among others. About 30,000 SATAWU members would participate in the strike. Also making headlines, South African power utility Eskom hints that it may approach government for yet more support. The 2.7 billion rand Vaal River Eastern Subsystem Augmentation Project starts delivering water to Mpumalanga. Air industry chiefs call for a global emissions deal. And state-owned freight logistics group Transnet takes delivery of its first as-new locomotive. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.